Unofficial results are showing that Bill Nelson was narrowly defeated in his quest for a fourth term in the U.S. Senate by Florida Governor Rick Scott. Just over 30,000 votes separated the candidates in a race where 8.1 million Floridians cast ballots. That margin of less than one-half of 1% could mean a recount in every Florida county. That possible challenge to the results was clear just after midnight in a downtown Orlando hotel when Nelson's former chief of staff, Pete Mitchell, said media reports were calling the race for Scott.
The senator will be making a full statement tomorrow to thank all those who rallied to his cause. Thank you.
Nelson didn't concede, and his campaign is calling for a recount. If it takes place, Nelson's campaign is ready to have supporters in every county monitoring it. The close race took what had been a raucous scene at Nelson's watch party at an Orlando hotel to a serene gathering pretty early on. People were leaving long before results were complete. Nelson supporter Ray Vasquez of Winter Springs said the result wasn't unexpected.
You kind of saw it coming a little bit with the way that people felt and the way Trump stirred up his base.
Vasquez said in the past few weeks he didn't see much sign of Democrats being motivated to vote.
For the most part, it was pretty even. It was split down the middle. It's really divided. You know, everybody had their own ideology, and they were sticking to it no matter what.
And nobody's mind was changing, right?
No, everybody was sticking to their side, and that was it. You couldn't talk them out of anything.
Many people believe Nelson would be helped by a big turnout for the Democratic candidate for governor, Andrew Gillum, sending waves of Democrats to the polls. But initial results show that Republicans seem to be more motivated to vote.
It pretty much must end his political career.
Longtime Florida political journalist William March.
He's had a long career as what you might call a moderate centrist Democrat. That's been his goal, is to be that, a business-friendly, thoughtful, comparatively soft-spoken, low-profile worker in both Congress and the Senate.
The 76-year-old Nelson has been a fixture in Florida politics since he was elected to Congress when he was 30 years old in 1972. The resident of Melbourne was an ardent backer of NASA as he represented the Space Coast. Nelson was rewarded for his advocacy by being chosen to fly on the Space Shuttle. His flight on the Columbia in 1986 became part of his campaign lore and figured prominently in his election campaigns. He served in Congress until 1991, but lost the Democratic primary for governor to Lawton Chiles, who later captured the governor's mansion. He was out of office briefly before being elected to what was then called the state treasurer, insurance commissioner, and fire marshal. March said Scott was Nelson's toughest opponent yet.
Nelson's last two opponents for the Senate were comparatively weak challengers. One was former Secretary of State Catherine Harris. The other was Connie Mack IV, not Connie Mack, the former senator, but that gentleman's son. Both of them ran comparatively weak campaigns. Neither was able to generate that much excitement beyond the very base of the Republican Party.
This time, it appeared that Nelson may be the one who couldn't garner enough support. If the election night results are verified, Scott will join fellow Republican Marco Rubio in the Senate in January. Reporting from Orlando, Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.